It's Friday, August 31st, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron Electronics.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 124. Matt Scott is joined by Jeremy Glowacki and Andre Leland talking about finding success in new places for your business. Jeremy Glowacki starts off talking about potential options to expand your company.
Well, one of the ideas that I thought of was, the old idea of CEDIA is train the trainer program. And with those, it's mostly to your professional groups, like the architects and designers. But you bring those guys in, and especially with the architects, they need continuing education credits. So they're going to have, a lot of interest in coming in, learning about technology, keep it really surface level, go into the deep engineering speak about anything. I know that Lutron was, a good participant in these events. And you got local dealers who are going to have all of their local architects and designers come in for a lunch and learn or an evening reception hosted at even a client's home could be a possible outlet for that, or your own showroom, that's a better fit. And they get a chance to touch the technology, look at it, get a better feel for it, and see how that can be something that they can promote to their clients, and then trust this company, this integration company, as a partner going forward. So I think those face-to-face kind of opportunities with business partners are really good. With end users, like you said, there's other, types of social groups, but I think face-to-face is something that's so essential. It's undervalued. It's not always about social media and online. That's a great outlet, like Todd has found, but to find local community opportunities are really essential.
Let me ask you a quick follow-up, Jeremy. When we look at the train-the-trainer type applications and reaching out to those industry groups, I've been in the industry for 15, 16 years now, and we've talked about it for years, and I've never really met anyone who's done a fantastic job at it. Is this something that just continually gets overlooked?
I think they're out there. I think that you just, it's a diamond in the rough kind of thing. There's not, always great examples everywhere you go. I attended one in my local market. Tom Daugherty, who is an industry legend, hosted an event at basically a mansion here locally. Happened to be an old client of his who let him use the facility. And it was really well done. It was like an industry event, and he kept it at a level that, anyone could really understand and just made you feel kind of comfortable with the technology. And we're talking about, shades, and we're talking about lighting control. It's stuff that that particular audience can really relate to. We're not getting into HDMI and things like that, So I think you find them. Every event I go to, we talk about that. There's a smattering of people that are doing this. It's definitely an untapped opportunity. There's plenty of people that are not doing it, but I think for every market, there's at least one or two that really understand how the value of that type of an event.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.